This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I have a sense of deja vu today because back in 2016 it was announced that Conor McGregor had retired, but then he didn't. And today he is again. He posted on his Twitter this morning that he's basically packing it in. Is this fake news?
My compulsion is yes. I think he's probably trying to leverage himself for his next fight. He was on Jimmy Fallon this week. Now, I don't know, it wasn't a live piece, it wasn't sit down in studio, but he was on an American talk show where he suggested that he's preparing for a fight in July. Less than a couple of days later, he's saying, I'm out of the fight game. I think it might be a leveraging tool. I think he's using this to try and force through whatever deal he wants for his next fight. I think he's probably trying to sweeten the deal somewhat by threatening to walk away. So they'll come back, no, Conor, don't walk away. We'll give you X amount of more millions to do it. My compulsion is, if you believe this, you'll probably believe anything.
OK, let's read exactly what he said on his Twitter a couple of hours ago. Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture, already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas. That's what he said. And if you take it at face value, that's him done.
Yes. But you take it at face value, he's been done before. He retired saying, I am now retired, thanks for the cheese, a couple of years ago. We all believed that, but I think at the time it was fairly obvious that he was not retiring in the prime of his life. This is a bit different because his best days in the ring and in the octagon are probably behind him. He's probably past his prime. We've seen from the last two fights where he was beaten by Khabib Nurmagomedov and he lost as well the boxing match, the exhibition with Mayweather. He's coming off the back of two losses, so you'd wonder if he's realised that there are easier ways to make his millions. And maybe he's not motivated, Adrian, to get in an octagon and be kicked in the head anymore.
Right, we'll wait and see. Thank you very much indeed. Has he been a good... If this is the question I want to ask our listeners, and I want you to text or WhatsApp your answer to this question. Whether he retires or not, okay? Maybe he will. Has McGregor been a good ambassador for Dublin, the city that he comes from, and for Ireland as a nation?
My answer to that would be no. I think in a lot of ways he's probably shamed us on an international stage with his actions. I think purely from a sporting point of view, he has been immense. His achievements are incredible and you can't take that away from him. He's lived a dream where he has gone and fought and become a worldwide sensation based solely on the power of personality. You have to respect that. At the same time, his actions and his behaviour, I think, have probably embarrassed Ireland on the world stage. I think they've probably reinforced the stereotype of these Irish people are messers, and not in the good way. They're messy, they're trouble, they'll bring hassle where they go. The thing that annoys me the most about the fact Conor McGregor's making headlines today is it's so undeserved. I don't know, Adrian, if you've any interest in the organisation formerly known as the WWF, now known as the WWE. But they announced yesterday that for the first time ever in history, WrestleMania, their biggest show, would be headlined by a woman. Huge, huge, huge news. And that woman is from Dublin. Becky Lynch is her name. She's former Best of Dublin winner award at 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. And she is going to be in the main event. She's going to perform in front of 80,000 people. McGregor's never drawn anything near 80,000 people for a fight, and there's going to be millions of people watching. But we're all talking about Conor McGregor and not giving any credit to an Irish woman who is at the very top of her organisation. You wouldn't call it a sport, you'd call it an organisation and her industry. I think he's taken the gloss away.
Rumours are being thrown around that McGregor's going to be there as well.
I heard that, all right. I'm not sure I'd believe that either.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. I would love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. Quick question, and I just want to deal with this for a couple of minutes. McGregor today announces his retirement from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts. That's what he said on his Twitter earlier on. But I want to ask you a question. Has McGregor been a good ambassador for Dublin and for Ireland in general? I want you to text or WhatsApp me right now on 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. A lot of people will argue that, my God, the man has really put Ireland on the map around the world. People know McGregor. He has 7 point something million followers on Twitter, 7.5 million followers on Twitter. And he is known all over the world as an Irishman, and he's very proud of his Irishness. He displays his tricolour when he's fighting, all of that. And the question is, has he been a good representative of Dublin and Ireland in general, but Dublin in particular, around the world? Text or WhatsApp your answer to that question to 0877 98 98 98. Rachel is in Temple Bar. You're on 98 FM, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Rachel. Well, has he been a good ambassador for Dublin?
I don't think he's been a great role model for any of the youth around here today, especially where I come from in Ballymun. They all walk around thinking that Conor McGregor throwing their shapes and everything out of faces on drugs. And all they're concerned about is the money that he's made. And to be quite honest with you, Katie Taylor doesn't get half as much press as that man does, and I think she's a true ambassador for Ireland.
And she won a fight only last week. And
she did, exactly. And I've seen, two or three posts on Facebook about it, and everything is Conor McGregor, but it's all bad about he's doing this, he's doing that, he's in court for this, he's in court for that. You know what I mean? I don't think he's a good role model. And to be quite honest with you, I'd be glad when he gives up the MMA, because hopefully we'll never hear from him again.
Right, okay, so you'd be happy to see the back of him?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Now, like I said, the argument is that he has put Ireland on the world stage. You know, when he's fighting, he always has his
in
tricolour.
MMA, he has. In that fighting, like he has. But he definitely has not put Ireland on the map. Okay, come on. There's thousands of other people, intellectual people, everything going on. And we don't need him. We don't need him to,
to be an ambassador.
We don't need him to like to him to be an ambassador. We can take any scumbag off the street, carry on like him, and say he's an ambassador for Ireland. Do you know what I mean? Like the Special Olympics and all last week, all the Irish coming back from the Special Olympics, that was absolutely fantastic. And I think them people should be promoted all over Ireland as great ambassadors for Ireland. You know what I mean?
Okay, so he announces his retirement today. You know, we've heard it all before. It could be just another stunt. But if it is legit, if he is retiring, you'll be happy to see the back of him.
I'd be happy to see the back. I'd be delighted to see the back of him, because I'm sick to death of listening to him and all the stories about him, the bad things that he's done and the carrying on, he's just making a show of us as far as I'm concerned.
All right, stay there for a second, Rachel. Do you agree, or maybe you completely disagree, that he has been a great ambassador for Ireland? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. There was a time when a majority of people thought he was a good ambassador for Ireland, that he's been seen all around the world and, you know, he's put Ireland on the map. But it seems the worm has turned a little bit. Trevor's in Amiens Street in the city centre. How are you, Trevor?
How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Well, has he been a good ambassador for Dublin?
He's put Ireland on the map, but I think all, for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, right, okay.
You know what I mean? He's made his behaviour out to be some sort of heroics, when all he's done is encourage other young fellas to act the maggot as well. You know,
so
I mean?
So if he's a role model, he's a role model for how to behave badly.
Yes, definitely. Who on the right mind would want their child to turn out like that? Sorry, but there you go. You know what I mean? Acting like an absolute clown in front of millions of people and claiming to be
Irish.
Is
that not all part of his character, for want of a better word?
It would be.
You know
if
what
he
I mean?
Was
he's a tough guy in the ring, and he has to kind of portray that tough guy image anyhow.
But you can portray the tough guy image in a nice way, not by being a, I won't use the A-H word on the, you know what I mean, on the radio, but, you know, he can do it without being such a
dickhead. Oh, go on, yeah, I'll let you say it.
You know what I mean?
Okay, like, so when okay, he's been a world champion in the sport. I know some people don't call it a sport, but he's been a world champion in the sport. He has dominated that particular sport for the last couple of years. He's known all over the world. He appears on American chat shows, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and we've had other sport stars throughout Ireland that have represented us well, who've portrayed us as, you know what I mean, decent sort of people. All he's doing is portraying the Irish as thugs and pisshead, basically, sorry. But that's basically the way he's portraying Ireland.
Okay, you know stay there for 1 second, Trevor. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. You can also send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877-989898, like this one.
Hi, Adrian. I think he's an absolute disgrace, and I'd be glad to see the back from him and his all his little minion leech friends who just put themselves all over Facebook. That's my opinion. I'd be glad to see the back from him anyway.
Okay, now, Finbar... You view this a little bit differently, in that you think he has been a good role model.
Yeah, Adrian, I just wanted to say one thing about him. I know people have their own opinions about him in general, but like he does a lot of things for charity that people aren't aware of also. Like, for instance, his Proper 12 line, he says about the cases that a percentage of them go to first responders, you know, fire services and things like that.
Okay, so this is his whiskey, his branded whiskey.
Yeah, his whiskey business. But I also think people forget the line of work he's in. Like, he's not going to, it's not a normal job. He's a cage fighter, really, a mixed martial artist, a highly skillful athlete. And at times, you know, I think because of the line of work he does, it obviously is a different than most other jobs in general, you know.
And your point being that if he portrays a negative image, that's part of the gig, basically.
No, I'm not saying that 100%. I'm not condoning what he does sometimes, but if you look at it, at that sport in general, it's you're going to fight somebody, so things get fairly heated. So I think there's obviously an onus on people to control their emotions from time to time in that sport, but. You know, things get very heated, and I'm not condoning it at all, but I would say that the nature of the sport is completely different than anything else we've ever seen.
No, and that's true. And, you know, some people don't even call it a sport, don't want to brand it a sport. They see it as complete savagery, but that's their own opinion. But your point is that it's a tough sport he's involved in, and therefore he has to be seen as tough.
To a certain extent, what I say to you is that there's no other kind of sport that you would see that in.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go back to Rachel for a second. Rachel, it's a tough old sport, and obviously he can't be seen as a walkover. He has to portray that sort of image.
I agree with you 100%.
Sorry, I can't hear you there, Rachel, whatever you're doing with your phone.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree that it is a tough sport and he has got to the top of his game in his sport. That's not the problem. He's a great sportsman, but the problem I have is his antics after and the carry on of him, especially around Dublin City and all, and it's posted all over Facebook about all the allegedly things that he's supposed to have done and all. Do you know what I mean? This is the part I don't like. Like the Katie Taylor, she goes, she does her sport, she's at the top of her game. She goes
Absolutely.
Home and does her own thing. Do you know what I mean? She goes home and does her own thing. She doesn't have to get the media to follow her down the road wearing our Gucci suits and our this, that and the other. Do you know what
but
I mean?
That's her personality. That's exactly. Katie Taylor's personality.
I understand
McGregor
that.
McGregor is probably over the top sometimes in the
He's definitely over the top. The money's definitely gone to his head. And some people say it's probably jealousy or whatever.
But I do think people would say that even before he got famous, that's the way he was. He was kind of a flashy guy and, you know, I think that Hellwood is the way he rolls.
Rachel, how can you be in the sport that he has been in and made his name and put the sport itself on the map, it has to be said? How can you be involved in that sport and not have that sort of persona?
Well, you can have that sort of persona. Of course you can. Nobody's saying you can't. What I'm saying is, the accusations of the drugs and the assaults and all this kind of stuff.
These are accusations and alleged, and everyone can have their own opinion.
Alright, stay there, both of you, for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898, and you can send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, like Christy just did.
Hi, Adrian. Just my point on the Conor McGregor thing. I think he was a great role model until he hit that bus and start all his antics. At the start, I thought he was great, and all his big talk and up to the fights, I thought it was just a mental kind of warfare type thing, but he sort of showed his true colours now, and I don't think he's a good role model anymore. And I watch UFC every night and or every weekend, and if I seen him stepping into the octagon ever again, I'd turn it off, to be honest.
We'll just take another couple of calls and messages about Conor McGregor. He announced earlier on today that he is retiring from mixed martial arts. He's done it before, but he's done it again. And we're asking whether or not he has been a good role model, a good representative of Ireland around the world. Every time he's in the octagon, at the end of the fight, win, lose or draw, he puts the tricolour around his shoulders. So he's a proud Irish man. And does he give a good image of this country? Here's a WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, you give any working class lad millions and millions, of course he's going to go off the rails and act the gobshite every now and again. But you have to remember what he's done for the UFC. He's made it into the company that it is today, and he's the face of the company, and he's loved worldwide by fans all over the world, not just in Ireland. Yes, he's made a bit of a nuisance of himself, but what fella wouldn't if you got loads and millions and millions and millions of dollars, you know what I mean? Give the bloke a break. There's a lot of begrudgery in Ireland, and I think that's what's going on here.
A lot of begrudgery. And here's another WhatsApp voice message from Amanda.
Hi, Adrian. I think with regards to Conor McGregor, he is an excellent sportsman. He's represented us extremely well, and he did put Ireland on the map. However, I think becoming famous, and his wealth as well has all gone to his head. He took us off the map and gave Ireland a bad name. He's constantly in trouble with the law within Ireland and with the United States of America. And that's the bad press is now coming out. And that's where the problem occurs with Conor. And I think he's destroyed his own career. Thanks. Bye.
Mark is in Dunleary. Mark, a former fan of McGregor, but disappointed with him now.
Yeah, Adrian, I am, to be honest. I was a huge fan, and I was a fan when sort of few people were. You know, I remember kind of defending him. People were calling him a clown. And I was saying he was brilliant. You know, his attitude to the whole fighting thing and to everything really got him to where he was. Came from nothing, got loads of money, kind of splashed it a bit, which I completely agree with. You know, why not? I would. I think, you know, his kind of, he was so fit. And he got so many people fit.
I didn't see an issue with him then. Now, though, you know, there's too much bad press about him.
Well, they say all publicity is good publicity.
But, you know, he is representing more than himself. You know, he's not necessarily representing a team. He's representing, you know, a nation. If he walks out with the flag on his back, you know, if he didn't walk out with a flag on his back, I probably wouldn't have an issue with him. But
okay,
you know,
but it's the fact that he does.
Yeah. I think so. I think, you know, if you put it into perspective of, you know, soldiers or guards, that kind of thing, you know, the soldiers wear the flags on their shoulders. And if they did something bad, it would be extremely bad because they're representing more than themselves. You know.
Okay, so if he didn't push himself as Irish, if he didn't wear the tricolour over his shoulders, all of that, then you wouldn't have a problem. But the fact is that he does push the fact that he's Irish. That's part of who he is and what he is.
I think so, yeah. You know, if he didn't sort of sell himself as Irish, people would look at him as an individual. If he sells himself as Irish, people look at him as always a product of Ireland.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Let me read this message. I met Conor a year ago with my two kids, one of whom is into mixed martial arts. And Conor was so nice and chatted to the boys no problem. I blame social media and begrudgers, says that message. Let me go to Stephen. You're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Stephen?
How you doing, Adrian?
Well, what's your opinion on this?
My opinion, Adrian, first of all, I don't think it's real that he's going to retire. I think it's another act to get at the UFC for something that he's not giving him, you know.
debate.
Mind you, I'm hearing all sorts of rumours. I'm looking at social media, lots of rumours around that he's...
Do you really think if he was going to retire, he'd just say, hey, guys, and just...
No, sorry, the rumours that I'm seeing online is that he's actually going to move over to WWE.
Yeah, I've seen that myself this morning, but you have to take Twitter and Facebook and all the face value, don't you, really? You can't really believe most of the stuff you read, Adrian.
So you believe he should be celebrated as a national treasure?
Yeah, I don't mean that. I don't mean that at all. I just mean if he's going to retire, he should be thanking his fans and thanking people and doing it properly, like respecting people, not just saying, hey, guys, I'm going to retire and good luck. Like, you know, I don't think if he was going to retire, he'd be, you know what I mean?
Okay, so...
And with the point that the other chap made a minute ago saying he came from nothing, he didn't come from nothing. His father had a business and stuff like that. All that stuff is just... He came from a working class family, but his father had a business, like, so he didn't come from nothing. Like, he wasn't as if he had nothing, you know, so...
Okay, so you believe that he should be celebrated?
Yeah, well, if he's going to properly retire, because, like, look at the things he's done for the sport. Like, now, I was a big fan at the start, but now, like, I'm not so much of a fan of his over the antics that he's been doing recently. Like,
and you and lots of people. You're not alone.
Like, there's an awful lot of people that flew to Vegas, spent thousands of pounds and going to see him fight that won't even watch him now. Like, he literally just won't even watch him, you know. He's gone a little bit too far with things.
Right, so he's been the author of his own downfall, has he?
Yeah, but the looks of things, Adrian, yeah.
All right, good to talk to you, Stephen. Thanks very much indeed. And a huge reaction to that. Connor is... a lot of people were fans, and this is really what I'm getting from all of you, were fans, but his out-of-the-octagon antics have just turned most of ye against him, it would appear, over the last year or two. Let me just read a couple of messages. Glad he is giving up. He's a pure disgrace to Dublin and Ireland. Another one. Rachel is an idiot. I bet she's one of those MMA haters. McGregor is a good ambassador for Ireland. He was good at mixed martial arts. Some of my nephews have gotten into it because of him. And one more message there says, I wouldn't cross the road to see him. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, we have one more call to take in. Just bear with me for one second. I'll take one last call on this, and that's you, Mark. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Mark?
Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Mark. Very quickly, what do you want to say?
I used to be a big fan of him as well. I went to see him in Dublin and got the VIP package and so on, and I used to train in SBG a few years ago. But I think with all his antics, it just attracted a different type of clientele. Now, this guy earlier on...
But the sport itself attracts a certain type of clientele, let's be honest.
Well, it didn't years ago now. Back in about 10, 15 years ago, when it wasn't as mainstream as it was, most people were college graduates and stuff like that. So they were highly educated, and some of them still are. But as over time, it got to where people are trying to use it as to get out of the gutter, as they might say, like, you know, and... You know, I see people going to Brown Thomas and throwing out €1,000 on a few T-shirts and a pair of runners just to look like McGregor when they don't have jobs and they're only about 15 or 16.
Hmm.
I think it's just gone completely off the rails, to be honest.
So are you, like many, glad you'll be glad to see the back of him if he actually is retiring?
Well, yeah, like, I still watch his fights and all that, but dipping his toe in and out of the fight game and so on, like, it just keeps people guessing and people just get bored after a while, like, you know, and it's just too much at the moment, to be honest. Like, dipping your foot in, are you not going to fight? People just get bored and move on then, like, you know.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. It is interesting, since we started this show here at 98 FM about 5 years ago, opinion towards McGregor has completely changed. 5 years ago, he was a hero, he was a national treasure, he was an idol, he was a role model. But that has completely changed in that 5 years. It really has. Anyway, thanks very much, Lee, for all of your calls.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98 FM.